So I'm with Andrew Marrett from Organisation View. At the end of day one of the HR Tech Europe Spring Conference, and Andrew, you've been up on stage all day chairing it, and you've agreed to give us a couple of minutes, which is great at the end of the day, so thanks very much. I just want to get your view on, I mean, it's been a day of conversation around people metrics and what HR can do with data and big data. So what's kind of, what have been the highlights for you today?
Well, I think the first thing was the whole context of this day, which is we had a technology conference where we weren't talking about the technology, but what we could do with the data. Uh-huh. And obviously technology is a big component of that. But it wasn't a day that says, this is this product, my product is better than your product. Yeah. But it was looking at the value. How can we realise value from this? And I think as HR people, we've talked about the technologies, whether it's social technology or the cloud. And I think today we only mentioned cloud once, which, given how important it is for the analytic world, that's there. We were more talking about how you get value. Mm. And, you know, I came at this as a practitioner, somebody who, you know, writes algorithms and cuts the data and works with clients to see how they can make better decisions on that data. And it was really valuable for me to find out, to find what my contemporaries were doing. Yeah. And, you know, it's a small world, and it's great at this stage to build that network and to see, you know, some of the leaders like Google or IBM and see what they're doing. Mm.
And were there any kind of highlights for you out of all that we've heard today?
I was looking forward to Paolo, who's a lawyer, and talking about what we couldn't do in some thoughts. That's always an interesting part. And if today's metric was how many notes did you scribble down, that was the one I scribbled down lots of notes in. There was second was that what we heard today was actually some pretty cutting edge companies. And I think, as I was trying to coax some questions out of people at the end of the sessions, I was expecting that a lot of the quiet was because there was just a big jump between where companies like Google are and where they are. And that was interesting. And I hope people are going back to debt from today thinking, gosh, I've got some catching up to do. Mm-hmm. But I also hope that they came away thinking, this isn't as scary as I thought. Mm. This doesn't require a huge investment. We can start small, and we can feel our way through it, and make, you know, make efforts and try and things. So that for me was it, that yes, I'm probably behind if I'm speaking of the average person in the room, but actually it's not so daunting to catch up.
I think a final point, I mean, this is your world, isn't it? You work with clients on data. So there are things that can be done by HR teams already, aren't there? It's not, you don't have to be IBM or Google. You're already generating data. It's just a case of understanding what you're generating and what you're going to do with it.
Yeah, I think so. I asked a question at the very, very end to Jonathan from IBM, and he talked about the multidisciplinary approach that they'd used within IBM, and where do you get these people from? Now, IBM's got 400,000 people. It's got huge resources, and he has the ability to go and hire a team. And likewise, Caitlin at Google has the ability to hire a team. But I think, actually, a lot of HR people need to tap on shoulders to other people in the business doing data and say, can I borrow some expertise? Mm. You don't need to build the capability yourself. You can build multidisciplinary teams within the area, and maybe you can find a young analyst in marketing who the head of marketing says, yeah, this would be a great thing for him to go and do as part of his learning experience. So, you know, I don't think you need to be creating something like IBM have or like Google have. Obviously, we think you should buy us, and we'll put that technique in there. But there are ways to start.
Yeah. Andrew, thanks very much.
Thank you.